What if it was possible to have local fresh groceries delivered right to your door? Think of all the free time you'd have. Well, Instacart gives unlimited grocery delivery for one low monthly fee. Forgot that special ingredient in your favorite dish? Instacart can deliver it to your front door in as fast as 1 hour. You can shop multiple stores, see deals in your area, and save time and money. I've been using Instacart for over 3 years. I started using them in Arizona and I'm using them here in Florida. I love the time-saving convenience. They pick the freshest products and they keep my eggs safe too. To receive your first delivery free, follow the link in the show notes so that Instacart knows that we sent you and to help support the show. Instacart. Never step foot in a grocery store again. Welcome to Empowered Within, a soul-quenching, transformational podcast that will set your soul on fire. Through candid and inspiring conversations, leading experts, celebrities, healers, and I share our journeys of how we've overcome challenges to living an empowered life from within. I'm your host, Jennifer Pilates. Welcome to another episode of Empowered Within. Hi there, and welcome to the show. Today's guest, I am honored to have with me, Justin Prince. Justin is a global entrepreneur who has built 5 multi-million dollar businesses that have generated more than $2 billion in revenue. He's an acclaimed keynote speaker who has shared stages around the world with icons such as John C. Maxwell, Jamie Kern Lima, and Ed Milet. Justin is a true heart-centered husband and proud father of 4. Justin's unexpected rise, proven personal development strategies, and tailored success systems have moved and motivated millions of people to create, design, and live an unforgettable life. In his latest book, Be the One, Justin shares his precise tools, habits, and action steps to help all of us to do the same. With a focus on practical and actionable advice, Justin serves as an easy-to-follow instruction manual that he has written for all of us, and as Justin says, so that we too can be the one. Welcome to the show, Justin.
Hey, Jennifer, thank you so much. Man, what an honor to be here with you, and appreciate you, you know, having me and making this space for me.
Yes, thank you. I know this has been a long time coming. We both have been going through life, and I'm so happy that we finally could make this work today. So I want to take a walk down memory lane with you. Where did your journey to success begin?
Well, you know, I came from kind of a middle-class family. At age 12, my folks got divorced. We moved 13 times in the 7 years through the teenage years. I have really no professional background. I was making pizzas. I was doing construction work. I worked at a mall kiosk selling animated Bible videos. I have no college education. So, you know, I was married at 22. We had a little baby boy at 23. And I worked at the mall. I had big dreams. I had big goals. I wanted to do something with my life. And at 25, I was introduced to my first business. I went for it. I you know, gave it all I had. And long story short, the business failed. And so it kind of put me in a precarious financial situation. I was below zero financially, back on credit cards, back on taxes. At one point, we moved my pregnant wife and now 2 kids into the loft of my wife's parents' garage. So I had 2 kids sleeping in the closet. My wife and I are sleeping in the little loft area. And I got enough courage to start another business, but I had 2 part-time jobs. One I did in the weekdays, one I did on the weekends. And I just remember thinking to myself, like, am I crazy? Like, is this ever going to actually happen for me? Like, do I have what it takes to really make this work? And, you know, I ended up starting that second business. I eventually, you know, succeeded. I was traveling all over the world. I was speaking all over the world with that business. And I ended up selling it when I was 29. For the next 2 years, I did private equity consulting. And then for 11-year period, I was started as a consultant with a 25-year-old company. It was a couple $100 million a year in revenue, but it was 8 consecutive years of double-digit decline in revenue. So I came in as part of a consulting team to help them transform this company. We kind of tore it down to the floorboards, created a new business, created a new business model, and launched that company. I left being a consultant, you know, came in as a small equity partner, went out and led distribution and building sales teams and the marketing aspect of the business. And I did that for 11 years and, you know, we did a couple $1 billion in revenue and it was just a kind of a life changing experience. And so all of that has led me to this concept. I wrote a book called Be the One. And what I try and remind people is the first thing is you are the one. So it's not become the one, you are the one. Success is an identity process and you'll never outperform the way you see yourself. And when you realize that if you take like your parents and your grandparents and your great grandparents, the last 12 generations was approximately 400 years. And it was 4,094 people from all over the world that came together to create you. You are the one. And you are the one that they lived for and bled for and cried for and died for. Like they gave everything they had so you'd have this breath, this moment, and that your life matters and it has value and purpose and meaning. And then the second part of the book is to be, not to become, but to be. So be the one. So you already are the one. And so the book is meant to give practical, tactical strategies and systems and frameworks and formulas and habits for you to be the one today, because you are not who you are. You are who you were born to be. And the book helps you to step into the person you're born to be.
That is amazing. I love it. And I've been reading your book, and even the first few chapters, you literally just need to stop and just absorb. I thought, oh my gosh, it totally a mind shift of who you are, why you're here. And then you even dive more into it. So we don't want to give it all away, but I mean, it is such a read and it's just so amazing. And I know that the two of us, we have this belief as far as failure, falling forward, that through every failure, there is growth and there are lessons learned. So with that being said, when you look back over the years, and Lord knows you have plenty more to come, when you look back, is there one failure that you feel without it, you wouldn't be the man that you are today?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. Let me start with this. You talked about this just to start, and I'll give you some specific examples of failures. But listen, you have to kind of update your belief system about failure. We've associated failure is bad. Failure equals pain. Failure is something to avoid. And while I understand that, we get thrown into the world of entrepreneurism, you get out there and you start realizing life is hard. You know, it's like coming at you fast. And so with failure is not a person, it's an event. Failure is not final, it's fertilizer. Your success will grow in the fertilizer of failure. So one of the things you have to do is you have to convert it. The failure has to go through a conversion process. So you convert it from pain to fuel. I tell people to convert the hurt that you feel, convert it from pain to fuel. You know, a solar panel is a converter. It converts solar rays into electrical energy. A wind turbine or a water turbine does the same thing. It takes the power of the water and it converts it into like electrical energy. And you can go through a conversion process where your failures don't define you. They drive you. They don't destroy you. They make you. And you look back and you say, if it wasn't for those things, I wouldn't have to turn into who I am. And so for me, there's so many. That first business failing, I remember driving down the freeway. I made two promises. These two promises I've stuck with, you know, here, you know, 15, 20 years later. I was driving down the freeway and I had tears rolling down my face. And I'm like, I'm failing, right? I'm below zero financially. I'm back on credit cards. I'm back on taxes. Anyone that's ever been in a situation where you're in tight financial situation, you know what I'm talking about. Like every swallow, you can feel the pressure in your throat. Every breath, you can feel the weight on your chest when you're, you know, kind of back on everything. And I remember having this conversation out loud with myself, but I was really, Jennifer, having this conversation out loud with God. I said, if I ever become successful, I promised two promises. Promise number one, I promise I won't forget what it feels like to struggle. I won't forget the stress and the angst, and I won't forget ordering, you know, just an appetizer on your anniversary night with your wife on the right side of the menu, looking at the price versus the meal that you want. Just the wonder, you know, can I pull this off? But the second promise that I made, they said, if I ever become successful, I'll do everything I can to help other people to achieve their dreams and achieve their goals. I'll try and wear myself out in helping other people to do that. So a podcast interview like this to me is a fulfillment of the promise number two. Writing the book is a fulfillment of promise number two, like trying to show up for people and add value is a fulfillment of promise number two. It's trying to help other people to remember that their goals and their dreams are possible, that it's possible for them to create, to design, and to live an unforgettable life. Like it's possible. And so that's all part of the fulfillment, you know, that second promise. But that second promise never happened without all the failures of the first business and, you know, coming from a kind of a, you know, interesting, at least childhood and so on. So all of that happened to create these moments that help to define who you become.
Are you ready to lose inches, increase strength, and tone your body from head to toe? Are you ready for a total body, mind, and spirit transformation? I am excited to announce that I am launching my exclusive 8-week Pilates Return to Life training program. This will give you an opportunity to have a total body, mind, and spirit transformation of health and wellness to a new lifestyle. Imagine in 7 days you will feel a difference, in 14 days you will see a difference, and in 8 weeks you will have your new Pilates body. So what do you say? Want to join me on the mat? Head over to jenniferpilates.com today. Space is limited. Use a special promo code EW and the word special, EW special, to receive $200 off while space is available. Head on over to jenniferpilates.com and I'll see you on the mat. I love that the first thing out of your mouth was, there's so many.
Yeah, of course.
No, because we need to hear that, because literally there's so much going on in the world and people are trying to do so many different things and find their way. And it's just so heartfelt to hear someone like yourself to go, yeah, and let's hope that there's more, because we want to learn more and grow more. And I think that that is so humbling and so amazing that you're willing to start with, there's so many.
Yeah, there is so many. And again, you know, you fail fast, you fail often, you learn from them, you know, so that you don't do it again. But, you know, there's a process, right? There's three words. There's a three-step process. There's dream, struggle, victory. And the first lesson is that they're all the same size. So in other words, if you have a big dream, you've signed yourself up for a struggle equal to the size of the dream, and then a victory equal to the size of the struggle. So what a lot of us want is big, huge dreams, very small struggles, big, huge victories. But the way that life works is they're equal. And so when you go through that struggle section, you got to remember that you signed up to be here because you of your size of your dream, but then also remember the reward of the promise. So your struggle, people will relate more to your struggles than they will your victories. You know, our vulnerabilities are what connect us as humans. But here's the thing, your story is not your struggle. Your story is how you overcame the struggle. No one wants to hear the story that ends in the struggle. Everyone wants to hear the story that overcame this into the victory. And the bigger the struggle, the bigger the story. The bigger the struggle, the louder the applause when you cross stage. Because people say, man, if she can do it, whoa, you know, I can do it. Or if he can make this happen, I can do it. If they can be the one in their life, I can be the one in my life. You know, that kind of a concept. So if you're in a tough struggle right now, if you're going through some of those failures, remember, listen, when you overcome this, people are going to be like, how did you accomplish that? What an incredible, inspiring story.
Right. In your book, you talk about finding your identity and how to reinvent yourself. I look at you, I see everything that you're doing, have known you for years in and out of different industries, and love watching your journey. What is your take for someone out there that says, hey, you know what? I'm really trying to reinvent myself. I was A, but now I'm here B. How do I get this out? How do I shine this light now to help so many more people? What's your strategy for that?
Yeah. So let me start by saying I teach a 3C success loop. And each one of the C's leads you to the next one, which leads you to the next one, which leads you back to the first one. And it's a loop. It spins. So there's a reason, my friends, you can change your whole life and you can change your life in an instant of making the decisions. But then secondly is 6 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years, like you start to spin this loop. And also you like literally look back, you're like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy. So the 3C success loop, the first one is confidence. And the foundation of your success is believing in yourself. And it's hard to get everyone else to believe in you if you won't even believe in yourself. And I'm not saying you have to have 100% confidence, but some baseline confidence, like, hey, I've got what it takes. The confidence leads to commitment. And where there is no confidence, there is no commitment. So Jennifer, think of it this way. If you had no confidence in your exercise program that it's going to get you the results that you want, how committed are you going to be? If you have no confidence that your business plan is going to work, how committed are you going to be? So where there is no confidence, there's no commitment. So the confidence feeds commitment. When you're totally confident, I've got this, well, then you're like, I'm committed. Let's make this thing happen. And I tell people, you want to go all in, my friends. There's no lukewarm winners. You're either on or off, in or out. Be all in and really get committed to your goals, your dreams, and to be the one in your life. The commitment leads to competence. And competence is your skill sets. In other words, talent's your floor, skills your ceiling. You want to build skill above the talent. You don't want to just rest on your baseline talent level. You want to build new skills and become the best at what you do. So your competence, your skill sets will lead to more confidence. You're really good at what you do. It's not just hoping. Your confidence leads to more commitment, which leads to drives more competency, more confidence. You start to spin it. Now, here's the question. What do you do today if you don't have a lot of confidence? Or what do you do today if you're like, man, I'm trying to figure out, like, how do I step into that better version of myself, the person I was truly born to be? And the answer is courage. The answer is courage. It's a fourth C, but the courage will get you into the success loop. The courage enters you into the spin, into the loop. And courage is you take action when you don't see the whole conclusion. You take the first step when you don't see the whole staircase. You do the video when you don't think you're good at video. You launch the podcast when you're not sure that you have enough to say. That's courage. That takes a lot of courage. Now, when you, over time, you don't have to rely on your courage. You can, because you have so much baseline confidence. But at first, it's just a whole big dose of courage. Now, I share a story in the book about Mark Batterson. He's a Christian pastor that wrote a book called Chase the Lion. He tells a story about a guy named Benaiah. Benaiah is this kind of hidden Bible character that he says he chased a lion into a pit on a snowy day. Okay, first question. How many people do you know that chase lions into pits on snowy days? My friends, not very many, right? So what does that make Benaiah? It makes him rare. And anything that's rare is more valuable. A diamond that's rare is more valuable. A baseball card that's rare is more valuable. A painting that's rare is more valuable. A friendship that's rare is more valuable. A person with courage, a mom with courage, a dad with courage, they are rare. And anything that's rare is more valuable. So the lion in the book is the dream. The lion is that burn in your heart to be the one, to live a significant life. That's what the lion is. That's what it represents. Most people, when they hear the roar of the dream, they hear the roar of their calling in their life, the roar to step it up a little bit, to go to the next level, they either ignore the roar or they run from the roar. Someone with courage runs to the roar. They chase lions into pits on snowy days. They go for it. And today, the way that you get into that success loop where you start to spin and create momentum, which is a secret to life, secret to business is momentum, is today, my friends, you have courage. Take action, move forward, go for it, and stop holding back and stop, you know, acting as if the purpose of life is to arrive safely at death. You got to have some courage today and to move towards your dream.
That's a showstopper. Right there. That's a showstopper. What is something that you are working on in this moment that you're really having to dig deep for courage to get you to that next level?
Yeah. So I've had kind of a crazy, you know, 3 weeks or so. And so just a lot's happening kind of in my business world and in my career. And so for me, I've taught over the years of emotional maturity and emotional stability. One of the simple formulas that I teach is what I call E plus R equals O. So event plus response equals outcome. And there's three quick lessons that you can learn. First one is the E does not equal the O. In other words, the events of your life don't equal the outcome of your life. So you're not a victim to events. You are a victor to your response to the events. It's the event plus your response that equals the outcome. So in one of the, maybe the darkest time in human history, Viktor Frankl and his family were hauled off to Auschwitz in the Nazi concentration camps. He wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And he called it the gap. He said, no matter what they took from me, the soldiers, he said, they couldn't take my response. He called it the gap. He said, I got to own that. That was mine. They could strip everything else away from me, but I got to own my response to it. God, it takes so much emotional maturity and so much human depth to even think of life that way. So the E plus the R equals the O. Second lesson is this. The second lesson is the R is not react, the R is respond. So great leaders don't react, great leaders respond. And so you want to ask yourself, how are you showing up in your life? Are you reacting to life? Or are you responding to life? One of the books, chapters I write in the book is four words that John Maxwell told me that changed my whole life, which is to live an intentional life. You know, most people live a life of reaction to distraction versus a life of intentional creation. You're a creator. You're here to create and design a life. And so you want to say, how am I going to show up? How am I going to respond in my life versus react? The last lesson, I think, from that simple formula is that your R creates an E for others. So your response to the events of your life are going to create an event for other people in their life. And so as I've kind of gone through, you know, been navigating kind of a crazy time in a storm, you know, storms that happen in your life, I'm saying to myself, how am I going to show up? You know, like what kind of response am I going to show up with? And how is my response going to create events for other people? Am I going to create a negative experience or a positive experience? Am I going to uplift people or tear people down? And you get to choose the stuff. And it's easier said than done, but man, you get to own the R. And so, you know, that's one of the ways that I kind of look at it, is just always working to build that emotional maturity, that emotional muscle, to where you don't fall too far when negativity hits, you don't stay down too long, you pop back up, you have resilience, and you keep moving forward.
Right. And that's excellent advice. And again, like you said, so much easier said than done, but repetitively working on that one step at a time makes all the difference in someone's life.
Yes.
When you talk about how you can declare your vision in 10 seconds or less, you have me intrigued. Let's help everyone out there, because everyone is going through so much right now. It feels like everyone is at this time where they are trying to re-identify who they are, why I'm here. And in that, some people forget what is most important, which is the vision, right? Because it all works together. So what is your process with that in under 10 seconds, finding a vision?
Yeah. So I teach a 3D vision, right? So 3D is you're looking at things from all angle, a 3D vision. And let's start with this. Why have a vision? Let's just start there. So there's these old Bible verses that say, where there is no vision, the people perish. And I think we want to simplify that to say, listen, if you don't have a vision, you're screwed. That's not what it says. where there is no vision, the people, right? So it's the kids and the life they could have lived. When you are born to be the one, which you are, and you don't live up to that calling in your life, you know, it's everyone else. It's all of the hopes and dreams and goals and the things you would have been planted and inspired in them, that's the stuff that perishes. It dies with unbelief. So you have a responsibility to have a vision in your life. Vision answers a very important question. Every mom should know this, the answer to this question, because this is what your kids are asking when they go through hard times. They're going through challenges at school with friends or with bullying or with addiction or whatever the challenge might be. If you're going through challenges in a marriage, you have to know how to answer this question. If you're going through challenges right now in your business, you have to know how to answer this question. It's a subconscious question everyone's asking you, and it's a question that vision gives answer to. And here's the question: will it always be this way? You know, when your kids are going through hard times at school, what they're in essence asking them, you, is it always going to be this way? When you're going through hard times in a marriage, is it always going to be this way? When you're going through hard times in your business, and said maybe you're in a down season, it's a challenging season, you say, is it always going to be this way? And if the answer is yes, there's no vision, we're never going to pull out of this, well, that you'll make very different decisions than if you say, no, listen, we're going to get through this. That's vision. You start casting a vision. So vision is so critical to pull people through life, right? So a 3D vision, first thing you want to do is you want to define your vision. And you referenced the 10 seconds. So Brendon Burchard wrote a book called High Performance Habits. It's the biggest study of high performers in human history. They said that when they tapped a high performer on the shoulder and said, what's your latest dream? What's your latest goal? Or another way to say it is, what is your vision right now? What are you working on? That a high performer can answer that question 7 to 10 seconds faster than the rest of the population. Why? It's because they've spent time defining the vision. This isn't like stuff most people, you know how it is, Jennifer. You said, hey, what's your latest goal? Like to a friend, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Like, right. I don't know. Like, when does the team play this weekend? You know, they just don't, they haven't sat there to really work on defining their vision, defining what they're looking to accomplish. So you define it, then you declare it. You don't want to keep dreams a secret. You don't want to keep goals a secret. You want to share this stuff. This helps to hold you accountable to yourself. You know, we're really interesting as humans. We will do things for other people we won't even do for ourselves. That's the reason accountability partners are so powerful. You know, you want to get in shape, but man, when the alarm goes off in the morning, you're like, I don't want to go. But if you have the workout partner waiting there for you to go on the jog or go for the run or go to the gym, you're going to wake up and go. Why? Not so much for you. You're going for them because you don't want to leave them hanging, right? The point is you want to share with people. Here's my dream. Here's my goals. Here's what I'm looking to accomplish. You want to declare it. And then number three is you want to dedicate your life to it. You know, you define it, you declare it, and then you dedicate your life to it. You give it all you got, you know, and listen, I'll share this with you guys. I would rather dream big dreams and have big goals and pursue big visions and fail and, you know, go for it my life and fail, than do nothing with my life and succeed. And so you put yourself out there. You say, well, why would I dare put myself out there? Because why not? What else is your other option? You know, playing small your whole life. And you know, they've done studies on regret. They said that when people are like on their deathbed, 53% of the regret they have is for the mistakes they made. They're like, ah, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. 84% of the regret they have is for all the things they didn't do, all the dreams they didn't chase, all the lions they didn't pursue, all the goals and vision and lives they didn't impact. That's what we really worry about. So I tell people, you want to define your vision, you want to declare it to people, hold yourself accountable, and then dedicate your life to making it become true.
Right. You also have a really cool philosophy when you talk about sharing with people, and my body immediately starts to cringe because I am like always holding things close, only sharing with certain people. And I think this has taken years to learn that not everyone is your cheerleader.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I have to be very optimistically cautious in who I share my dreams with because I want to keep them alive and I don't want any low vibrational energy around my dreams. And you touch on this a bit with the people that you should surround yourself. And I think you relate to it. Is it the 33% law?
Yeah. The rule of 33. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So first of all, you're absolutely right. There's discretion needed, right? Humans are interesting. So when I travel in Asia and speak throughout Asia, there's an old proverb says that the nail that sticks up shall be hammered down. In other words, the one that goes for it gets hit down. When I go through both the Britain and, you know, the UK, as well as like Australia, they have what they call the tall poppy. The tall poppy syndrome means that the poppy flower that grows up shall be sliced down. It's kind of like, you know, how dare you think you're bigger than the rest of us? They slice it down. And then let me ask you this question. For those of you in the United States, if a crab is in a bucket, they'll put a second crab in. Why? Because when the crab tries to crawl out, what does the other crab do? Does it hoist it up and say, hey, let me help? No, it does what? It pulls it down. So when you go for your dreams and you go for your goals, you will be hammered, sliced, and pulled down. And it's real. Humans are this way. The jealousies, the envies, their own insecurities are projected onto you. And sometimes it makes them feel better about themselves to hammer, slice, and pull you down. So that does happen. So you do need to have discretion. With that said, though, the rule of 33 says this. You may have heard this concept of like, you'll become like the five people you surround yourself with most, which, by the way, what a great concept. The idea is right. I just feel like it's super incomplete. And I also feel like it's impractical. And impractical meaning you're just not going to be able to spend your time with five amazing people all the time, right? It's just life doesn't work that way. So the rule of 33 says to intentionally spend your time, 33% of your time, with people that are in what I'm going to call above you. And what I mean by above you is not above you in the world. Like we all have equal sight in the sight of God. That's not that. They're just making more money than you. They're in better shape than you. Their marriage is longer than your marriage and better than your marriage. Their spiritual connection is deeper than yours. They just, I don't know, they're further on the path than you are. And they can really pull you up. You know, they can expand your vision. They can help you to think bigger, be bigger, play bigger. They help you to see things more clearly. Like that's what the 33 above you would do. 33% of your time also intentionally with people that are basically at your level. These are people that, you know, you can relate to. They're making the same amount of money you're making. They have the same amount of followers. You can ask questions to them and you can hold each other accountable and you can kind of laugh together and cry together and mastermind together and support each other and say, hey, you got this. Let me give you an insight. And they say, that's a great point. By the way, let me give you an insight. So there's a give and take and you can share with each other. And then the last 33% are people that I'm going to call them below you. Below you again, meaning they're further down the path than you. Maybe they make less than you. Maybe their physical fitness is less than yours. They're people that you can mentor, you can teach, you can guide. You can actually pull them up versus, and sometimes they can maybe stabilize you a little bit, but you can pull them up and lift them up. When you teach things, you internalize. When you internalize, you own. So you start to mentor and teach. And all of a sudden you start to own the content. You start to say, you know what? I'm going to live this. You know, I was mentioning, I've been going through kind of an interesting, you know, last 3 weeks. So in that time, I get to fall back on things that I've taught, but I didn't just teach them. I internalized them and I own them. Those become your philosophies. They become the way you work through challenging times. So you get that stuff by not it being taught to you, but you teaching it to the next person down and mentoring and coaching them. Like one of the things I started here locally in my community is what we call the Decades in Today's Teenage Mastermind. So I get teenagers from our community from about ages 13 to 18 approximately. And we bring them to my house once a month, and I bring different local entrepreneurs and successful people and, you know, people that have a story to share. And we bring them over and we pour into these kids once a month. And there's no phones allowed. They all have to take notes. It's really cool watching these kids. We have a group chat where they all kind of share their learnings and what they're, you know, pulling from it. That to me is a way to serve the 33% that are on their way up. And guess who gets the most out of those nights? Me, right? The people that come, you know, the people that get to come teach these kids. So you get a ton out of pouring into that next generation. So 33% of those that are further on the journey than you, 33% at your side, at your level, and then 33% of those that are maybe further down the path than you are.
Yeah, I think that's super important. Thank you for sharing that, because some people just get caught up in the I'm here to work 9-to-5 job. They're always around the same people. There's just this roboticness.
Yes.
And it's palpable right now of those trying to pull out and not quite sure where they're going versus those that are still just on that wheel. And for right now, that's okay. That's their journey. But for those that are listening today, and you may be in that place where you're trying to pull out, Justin, you've given incredible insights on literally here's a play from ABC as to what you need to do that successfully. I think that's incredible. I thank you for that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I love it. I love, I love these back and forths, because these questions, you know, I tell people, if you want to upgrade the quality of your life, you want to upgrade the quality of your questions. So questions like this pull out the insights. That's why podcasts like this are so impactful.
Oh, thank you. Well, we are getting to this time in the show, Justin, where I ask this one question. Are you ready?
Of course.
All right. What is one thing that maybe no one knows about Justin Prince?
Jeez. So no one, like no one, including like my wife?
Well, no, excluding Missy.
Okay. Missy probably knows everything.
Missy knows everything.
Let's see here. Well, a couple of people know this, but my business people wouldn't know this. So I was a 4-sport athlete growing up. Basketball, football, track, and boxing. And one thing I love about athletics is athletics teaches kids to be competitive. I think we need to be more competitive. You know, you need to go for it, right? And competitive means you're going to lose some of the times, you're going to win some of the times, or at least you're going to practice and prepare. I took my little girl to school today. She's in drill. So drill's like the dance at the school. And I gave her this big speech. My poor kids are always getting my speeches, but I gave her this big speech today. I told her, she just went up to the All-State. There was, I think, 2 or 3 kids from her school that were picked to go to this All-State thing yesterday for dance. And she like advanced to the second round, which is, I guess, no one in her school has done it ever, or maybe they haven't done it for a number of years. It's like a big deal to advance to the second round. And so I told her, I'm so proud of you. And then I said to her, I go, listen, what I'm the most proud of you about is that you win the private victories. This is what sports can teach you. This is what competitiveness can teach you, is the private victories. Stephen Covey talks about there's private and public victories. The private victories are the victories that you do when no one's watching. It's all of the late nights. It's all the early morning. It's all the study. It's all the improvement of your skills. It's all the books that you're reading. It's all I watch her practice late into the dark. That's all the private stuff. But you're celebrated in your public victories for what you do in private. Most people are lazy in private, hoping to do well in public. You want to win the private victories so that you can win the public victories. So for me, sports were a way for me to be competitive, to learn to lose, to learn to win, to learn to compete, to learn to win private victories. And then I've been able to take that principle. You know, for example, if I do a great job on a stage, right? Let's say I do a speech and it does a good, you know, I impact the audience. That's not on accident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've won so many private victories to make that, not hope that that pans out. Hope's not a strategy. Hope's a good thing, but hope's not a strategy. You want to get up there and you know you're going to crush. Why? Because you've won all the private victories. And I think sports helped me to learn some of those principles.
I love that share. Thank you, Justin. That is so true and so amazing. And we need more of that. I feel that they've taken that away from kids in certain areas. And it is important to win and to lose.
Yes,
and
of course.
To absorb those feelings, right? We want to feel it all to be able to move forward and grow in our lives. So that is so important.
That's
Justin,
right.
Will Will you share with our community where they can connect with you? You have an incredible website full of amazing resources.
Yeah, so you can go to iamjustinprince.com. So it's just iamjustinprince.com. And then, you know, I'm across all social platforms, either Justin Prince or I Am Justin Prince. You can get the book wherever you get your favorite books, right? So it's a book that's literally going to change your life. The way that I designed the book is that each chapter, if you apply just that chapter alone will change your life. Like it changes the trajectory. So then when you stack the chapters, it's a book that will change your life. I was just sitting down. It was so cool. I donated about 150, 200 books to the American Cancer Society. I went and spoke at their event here. They did like a big golf charity event and some friends of mine put it on. And I went and spoke for their event and then donated them. So the book was in the bag, right? Like for the golfers. So I have this guy reach out to me. He was connected to me by a friend of mine who's a billionaire, one of my mentors. So my mentor did a three-way chat. This guy's he's been a seminary teacher in the religion. He's been a CEO. This guy's background is just unbelievable. He's probably in his, you know, mid to late 60s. He asked me, can we go to lunch? Because I saw you read your book. Can we go to lunch? We go to lunch yesterday. He goes, your book? He goes, it's mandatory reading for all my children and all my grandkids. He goes, it's so good. He goes, it's one of the best books I've ever read. I'm thinking like, what the heck? Like, you know, it meant a lot coming from this man.
Yeah.
And he said to me, I said, how were you introduced to it? He goes, I was on the part of the golf tournament and I got it out of my bag and I read it. And he goes, it literally changed my life. And I just thought, man, how cool is that? That someone with his background is making it mandatory reading for his whole family. So it's one of those books that you realize who you really are, you're the one. And then it's a book designed to help you to be the one you were born to be and to step into the true person that you were put on earth to be.
It is an incredible book. And Justin and I were talking about this, and I was just blown away chapter by chapter. And what I loved was that it was so easy. You have this ability to change someone's mindset within a chapter. And they're like, wait, what just happened? You don't even see it coming. And the next thing you go was, I have a vision. I knew this was my vision, but you could never put it into words. And here's three words. And Justin gives them to you. He helps you pull them out. It's such an incredible book. It's so inspiring. The stories that you share in it are so incredibly touching. It's definitely a book that I agree. I think this is a book that should be in schools. I think everyone should read it. I think if everyone read it in our world, we'd be in a much better place than we are right now currently. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that.
For sure. As we close out the show today, Justin, is there one last piece of inspiration that you would like to leave with our community?
Yeah. So for me, it's just three words, my friends. It's be the one. The three simple words. Be the one that future generations look up into that family lineage and they say, it was her. You know, it was him. She's the one. She's the one that addiction stopped with her. Abuse ended with him. The economic principles that changed our family's life forever. It was my great, great, great grandma, my great, 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 great grandpa. It was, and they're telling your story that you're the one that created, designed, and lived an unforgettable life. And you're the one that your life matters. It ripples down through the generations because of the life that you chose today to be. And I'll share this with you. The word decision, I think words are interesting because you can study kind of the Latin and the Greek and where the words came from. So the Latin root of the word decision, the scission meant to cut and the D meant off. So when they created the word incision, it meant to cut in, a decision cut off. So you come up to a moment of your life, you make a decision to go right. When you go right, you cut off all possibilities of going left because you chose the other direction. My friends, make a decision today to be the one. Cut off all other possibilities, right? You've never been this old before. You'll never be this young again. You can't always control what happens, but you can control what happens next. So make that decision to be the one to go live, you know, create, design, and live an unforgettable life.
Amen. Justin, this has been amazing. Your insights, your journey. I so appreciate your time and being here and sharing all that you have with us. And again, everyone, go out and grab Justin's book. All of his contact information will be over on jenniferpilates.com. So we'll have all his links, the website where you can get the book, because you want to be the one.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Justin. Really appreciate it. And as we say, until next time, may you live an empowered life from within. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe to Empowered Within with Jennifer Pilates. Your feedback is important. It helps me to connect with you and gives me insight into who you are and what you're enjoying about the show. For today's show notes and discount codes from today's sponsors, head over to jenniferpilates.com. Until next time, may you live an empowered life from within.